What up?
This your boy PDP. You're now live on Sword Radio. I'm out here with Texas Outlaws against the Texas Shadow. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, against the Texas Shadows. It's just like it's live right now in Lubbock, Texas. You know what I'm saying? We got a few people up here. What's up, man?
How's it going?
I'm doing all right. Long time no see. What's up, man? I'm Pete.
What's up, bro?
Yeah. Nice to meet you, man. That's good. But, yeah, we're still waiting on the game. We're up here in the stadium, in the stadium booth, you know, up here chillaxing, waiting for the game to start. We got some people around here just chilling. The weather's nice. Birds chirping. I got the golf course over there.
Now, that'd be nice to sit over there.
Watch some golf. Well, not watch some golf, play some golf. You know what I'm saying? Even though I know I suck, but I heard that's when you're living good. It's whenever you can go play some golf. Because I think that they say that's an excuse to get away from your wife. You know what I'm saying? So I'm starting to understand that. I'm starting to get it down. We now got 15 minutes until... We got 15 minutes until game time.
And then
we're going to get it cracking. We're going to get it cracking lacking.
You!
Yeah. Should have gave you all my hours when I had that chance. What up, Sam? You got the owner up here.
Everybody up here, you know what I'm saying?
It's actually pretty good. If you just not tuning in, this is Sword Radio with your boy PDP, also Sabrina Richardson. Live in Lubbock, Texas. It's a great day to be with Texas Outlaw. It's a great day to be part of Sword Radio. It's also a great day just to be alive. It's a great day to be out here with your family, to be out here with your significant other or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? You can also, like, if you guys are looking to come out here, we guys are looking to come out here. The address is we're at Lubbock Christian High School, 26 and Dover Avenue. 26 and Dover Avenue. It's a child awareness game. We got some stuff coming around with raising money for the child awareness and things. And we're gonna interview a guy who's gonna talk about the child advocacy, and we're actually about to get him on here. That's how we're going to do it. Now, we're going to interview him here in a little bit.
Okay, guys, before we get started.
Okay,
this is what's
going to
happen today. That's you.
Nah. We're good.
I may not be up here to tell you when to stop. start and when we speak. So play by ear, because I'm probably going to have to be on the field getting all these guys ready. And that's right. Okay, so once they get the coin toss, you're going to see the referee tell them guys.
Yeah, there you go. We got the high knees going. I know y'all remember them high knees back in high school and everything. High knees used to be high knees, boy. Hey, right before game time, high knees used to be it right there. Then you hit them with that karaoke, and hit them with that back pedal, button, yeah, pen drop.
Yeah, that's what we used to call it.
But you fair with us. We got about 7 minutes before the game, and then we're gonna get it rocking and rolling. So if you're listening live, just bear with me. We got seven more. Oh, we got somebody with some pads on walking in the stands. You don't see that every day. Yeah, I'm talking about Red Texas Outlaws. We got, oh, you on the cell phone too. Red Texas Outlaws. We got the Texas Shadow. Just like that. We got about 7 more minutes, so just bear with me if you're listening live. 7 more minutes, we gonna get into the game time, we gonna get it rolling.
In the background.
I got pretty good ones in the background.
Ooh, this is giving me goosebumps, though. We got the owner, Sammy, talking to the referees down there on the field.
Oh,
Yes, sir. Hey, Ms. Richardson, let's test out your mic.
Yes, sir.
Say something. No, I can't hear you.
Come on now.
No, I can't. Let's see. Yeah, we just gonna have to check it out. Check it out. It's all good. Yeah, because you're always muted when you call in. I have to unmute you. So just, I ain't got to. All right. We got Coach Mo down there on the field, Coach Charles on the field. Yes, sirree. So this is how we're just going to work this out. Sound good? We just going to. There we go. All right, Ms. Richardson, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sure can.
All right. We got a nice breeze out here, huh?
Y'all heard that new Jodeci? I don't know about this Jodeci. Nobody will. You can talk in the phone.
My name is John Waterfly, and I am a forensic interviewer and also the community education coordinator at the Children's Advocacy Center of the South Plains. What the CAC here in Lubbock does is after a child has been sexually abused, severely physically abused, witnesses to violent crimes, suicide, homicide, severe domestic violence, we interview those children for law enforcement and also for CPS. We have three interviewers. And then after the children have been interviewed, if they make an outcry of abuse or neglect, they've been traumatized by that, we provide free trauma-based therapy for the children that's been abused, also for their families. Because if there's a sibling group of three and the abuse was directed towards one of the children, the other two are affected by it. So we provide therapy for the non-offending parents. And then I also go out into the schools, myself and a coworker, Kristen Perez, goes out into the schools and does the Yellow Dino program. You know, we emphasize or we teach stranger danger, we all grew up with. But last year we interviewed 699 children. About 590 of those were for sex abuse. And out of that 590, well over 90%, the kids knew who abused them. You know, family members, real close friends of the family, older brothers, older sisters, cousins. So in the Yellow Dino program, we stress to watch out for tricky people. Doesn't matter who they are. It's what's in their heart and what they want to do to
them. And those are the dangers that people need to be aware of.
Right, right. And we teach the kids, listen to their senses. Everybody has a sixth sense that something is just not right, even the little bitty kids. We teach them, if they feel that something is just not right, we teach them, take three steps back and run. Get away from that person. You know, that they have the right to be safe, and if they don't want to do something that's going to, you know, that somebody's going to hurt them, then they don't have to stand there. And then I teach them to go tell an adult that they can trust. So that, in a nutshell, is basically is what we do there.
Okay, and so how do y'all have like fundraisers,
We're a nonprofit organization. We're mandated by the Texas legal system to have a CAC, but we get federal grants. So yes, we do have fundraisers, and donations. We apply for grants all the time in order for us to be able to pay our salary, to pay for the facility, to pay the therapist, to help the children once they've been abused, and to keep providing services free to the families.
Right. And how would someone be able to contact you?
We're doing a new website that should be up and running pretty soon. And 806-740-0251 is our number.
All right. And so what are y'all doing for the Child Awareness Month?
Today we have our Stand Up for Kids, and this Judy Powell, our program director, was the brainchild of this event several years ago. And what we do is, during the month of April, is Child Abuse Awareness. We stand in honor of the children that were abused that went through our facility last year. Like I said, we interviewed 699 children, so we made 699 individual signs. And we passed them out to people, and we actually had a stand where we held the signs up in honor of those children, had a moment of silence. We played, played Colin Ray's 11th Commandment song, you know, about the 11th Commandment, you know, honor thy children. I mean, it's,
yeah.
You know, and so that's what we do. And of course, we do stuff throughout the year.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that, too.
Well, that's good. Well, we definitely want to hear, you know, upcoming events, anything that's going on. So definitely contact Sword Radio.
Okay. And I'll just get your information.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
A pleasure having you.
I appreciate this.
You bet, man.
Now I got to go down and see them when I can play it. All right. Sorry.
That shadow going out there to the field. With another pressure. I'm making my way onto the field myself. Now down here with the owner, Sammy. And just like that, we live. It's our time. I'm actually out here on the field. Actually on the field, Texas Thunder taking us ride. I'm out here with the owner, West Texas Outlaws. We are live in Lubbock, Texas. Live in Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock Christian High School. How you guys doing? Not much. You guys good, all right? That's what's up. We're now live on Soul Radio. Yeah, Soul Radio. This right here, it was a class assignment. I got kicked out of my group assignment and tech. And I...
Somebody just come out of the stand. Oh, look, Ethel, don't look.
Don't look. There we go.
Don't you dumb Benny and Sam.
You got the cancer to you. Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, I'm just down here on the field talking to the referee, you know. Yeah. So how long have you guys been in the game?
23 years.
Well, you 23?
I called high school ball back in the 70s, and I called basketball, and then I called football here.
And you got football here? Okay, you do the high school games?
Uh huh.
Oh wow, man! So you're talking about some veterans?
And this.
Okay, yeah.
We got to watch the different leagues, you know, just high school.
Okay.
It's going to be down by Bondack High School when the league goes down.
Yeah, you need to down. Oh, okay. Two different things. Okay, I know you guys do a lot of running out there too, huh?
Well, we try. I got this hand. I don't lose my bro.
I hear you.
I'm over. I'm 69. So, if I have to go, I go.
Oh,
so we got 2 weeks. I said, if you break and I need to be in your hip pocket, I will. You
look at me. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's around long. Shout out to Wellness. Got the kids walking on the field with the players. Just want to talk about. We got the quarterback right there. What's up? Go ahead. Now they got the. Oh, man, this is nice. This is real nice. Oh, man. Y'all hear the kids screaming? Here we go. Set West Texas Outlaws. Here we go, baby. You know what I'm saying? What's up? I got the offensive coordinator, man. What's up, man?
Good, man.
Yeah, I'm good, man. Yeah. So radio. Let's go. Here we go. Wow. Here we go. Thunderstruck. Radio, nothing text. Here we go. What's up, man? You good?
Oh, yeah.
Football, baby.
For walking, number 55, defensive lineman, about to wreck some shot, baby.
Hey, that's y'all heard right there, man. For walking, number 55 is going down. So radio, check us out, soreveryday.com. Yeah, here we go. Radio, you're not live. We just had an interview from the child advocacy center. I'm sorry, yeah, excuse my language, you know. All right, let's get it. We about to get it on. We about to get it on the track, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just like the gentleman was saying earlier, man, he interviewed 599 people. Out of that 599 people, there were actually 100 and I can't quote it verbatim, but 100 and some kids who did not know their victim. So that means over 400 knew their victim. So just a little insider tip, if you guys got kids, you got nieces and nephews, and you want them to go to the be careful who you have watching your kids and everything. Because you never know who you can trust. That's why good thanks to the West Texas Outlaws for putting up the game and having a child of West like that. Got the owner, Sammy. Everything good?
Everything's great, buddy. Everything's real good. Just got this anti-bullying/child awareness game. I got a few players on the field with their kids and a lady from 34, Ashley. And we're just now shaking hands and fixing to see who gets the ball first so we can get this game going.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go ahead and get it rocking and rolling. That was Sammy Dawn of the West Texas Outlaws.
West Texas Outlaws.
Yes, sir.
For those that don't know who the West Texas Outlaws are, we're a 13-year minor professional football team. My guys range from the age of 18 and older. It's just a second chance for these guys to continue to do something that they wanted to do either in college or high school that didn't get the chance. We bring them in. We get them a little bit more experience, and then hopefully, you know, they can advance to the next level as far as junior college or some other organization that takes these guys in.
Oh, y'all hear from the owner himself, man. From 18 on up, they're getting with it, man. We set up guys to get to that next level, no matter what you've done or what you've been through. Life's about making your dreams come true. So let's go out here. Let's give thanks to these West Texas Outlaws and these kids. Look at us so good on the field. And it's going like, it's defense, y'all. Let's go. It's defense. Hey, man, that's the old days. I know, man. I need to get on back. I need to get out there, though, man. I need to get out there. But, hey, it's all good. It's all good. Oh, it's time for the national anthem.
What's the fact? First down. All right, Texas Shadow sends number 22 in motion. That's all. Number 4 dropped back to pass. Oh, almost kicked off on the corner, number 14. Great play, great play, great play from that ball. Now, I made that quarterback. Let's go, let's go. We got second down, second down. Don't forget, we are out here for the Child Advocacy, Child Awareness Game, Anti-Bullying. Thanks to Sammy and the West Texas Outlaws. Longest running semi-pro team here in Lubbock, Texas. 13 years and counting. 13 years and counting. Now we got second down. Led by the number 4. Let's go. Oh, we got an offside. We got an offside. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Watch it down here.
Oh, there we go. Oh, nice run by number 4. Nice run by number 4. All right, let's go. Let's go, defense. Looks like we got another first down. Looks like we got to protect the Shadow. Seems to be moving them chains. Moving them chains. Let's go, let's go, let's go. All right, coming out is number 52. Coming in is number 54 with the Superman socks. Let's go. All right, let's go, defense. Oh, fumble snap, fumble snap. Oh, number 4, get it, number 54. Oh, he almost got him. Oh, and he gets almost back to the line of scrimmage, all the way up to the 49-yard line. You know what I'm saying? Soar Radio. You can be able to go to soareveryday.listentomyradios.com. I know it's kind of a long name, but, hey, when you get it, once the game is over with, you can still be able to check it out. I'm going to air it again around 8 o'clock. Right now, we got music playing. It's on the station. Just created it.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. PlayStation.
You remember? Yeah, I sure will. I sure will. All right. Looks like we got on the 51-yard line. Oh, we got a flag. We got a flag. 49-yard line. I'm sorry. There we go. All right, looks like he was against the Shadow. Gonna push it back 5 yards. We got the superstar right here. You ready to go, baby?
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. I know, that's right. You ready to get that pump return. Uh-oh. Okay, there we go. There we go. A nice tackle by 54. 54 going in with them Superman socks. Hey, I see why he got them on. Excuse me, sir. You doing all right, sir?
All right.
All right. We got third and long. This is what you want as a defense. We're in punt territory. So they get on the fourth down. I can almost guarantee you they're going to punt it. But the defense will have good field position to work with. So if you're defense, you want to come out with a type of nickel package or somebody bringing that extra DB. But it looks like they're in the shotgun and the pistol shotgun. Number 4 waiting on that snap. Uh-oh, someone sending number 22 in motion. Let's go. Uh-oh, quick snap. Oh, they run it. Draw, number 26. Nothing, nada. Great tackle, number 26. That's what you want. Third and long, fourth and long. Fourth and long. Bring on the punt team. And which when my son get older, that's what he's going to be a part of, the punt team and the kicking team. And kicking field goal. It's all about longevity. It's all about the marathon. It's not about the sprint. So, that being said, kickers may get paid the less, but they play the most career-wise. crew will rise. Now we got the punt team. Number 34 said the thump for the punt for the shout out. We got number one back for the West Texas Outlaws. Oh, there we go. There we go. I'm almost a block punt. Almost a block punt. Yeah, uh-oh, now it's time to see this West Texas Outlaw offense. Now it's time to see that offense.
But you know there are 21 proven ways to protect your child from that law.
All right, looks like the West Texas Outlaws is coming up. All righty, let's go, let's go. First and 10, West Texas Outlaws. First snap of the game, let's go, offensively. Here we go, here we go. We got Slade walking over here. What's up, man?
Hey, man,
we're
having
fun
out here. We're having fun.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. First, oh, snap goes on the oh, fumble on the snap. Fumble on the snap. Oh, it's a double by the shadow. Double by the shadow. Oh, man, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. First snap. Got a fumble. That's okay, though. It's all right, though. Now it's going to be first and 10. First and 10 on the 30 for the Texas Shadow. First and 10, Texas Shadow. All right. 86 running over with the Bison on. I see him. All right, let's go lockdown 14. Lockdown 14. Here we go. Texas Shadow. Number four is back in the shotgun again. Number four is back in the shotgun again. What's up, man? All right, all right.
Hey!
There goes the snap.
He's running!
Oh, he's running. He's running. Oh, he's taking off with it. Number four is taking off. First down. Oh, makes one dude miss. Oh, gang of tackles hits him at the 10-yard line. At the 10-yard line. You know, oh man, that was a great run by number four. Now that dude is athletic. That dude looks like a smaller version of Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, you better come. Hey, come on, be good. Come down here and see him. Nah, just play. All right, we do got first and goal. First and goal. 52 is coming out for the Texas Outlaws. All right, let's go. Let's go, Outlaws. You got it. You got it. Let's keep him out. Come on, we got number 54 with the Superman socks. Let's go. In the shotgun, one running back to us, right, two receivers out. All right, running. Oh, looks like the refrigerator. Oh, but they only got half of a yard. Great job for the West Texas Outlaws. Now a second to go,
Let's go,
defense. There you go. All right, now number four is in the shotgun. Got a running back to his right, running back to his left. Two receivers out to his right, one receiver to his left. No, he says, he gets 26 on full counter. Oh, we go 45, missing 27. Oh, he's out at the 3-yard line. Howard, that's a great job. That's a run by number 26, Howard. Tackle made by 22 for the Texas Outlaws. Let's go. Don't want to lose that containment on the outside. Here we go. Let's go, defense. We got third and go. Let's go, defense. West Texas Outlaws, you live in Lubbock, Texas, man. I hear Lubbock Christian High School. It's now third and go. West Texas Outlaws defense got their back to the wall. Let's see if they can pull it out.
Guard!
Oh, number four. Running back to his right, one to his left. Oh, he says, quick. Oh, run. Oh, fumble. Great job, Outlaw. Great job. Great job. Top man, about 26. There we go. There we go. Nice. There we go. Fumble cover by the Outlaws. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Great job, defense. Great job, defense. Great job, defense. All right, let's see if we can talk to the cover the fumble. There we go, here we go. What's up, man? You cover the fumble?
Not yet.
All right, let's see what we cover the fumble.
Kendrick Williams, 26.
All right, he got it right there.
I need one.
There we go, there we go. 26, Williams, got lost. All right. Oh, looks like we got another flag on the field. Oh, timeout. West Texas Outlaws. Offense. Let's go. All right. We got a timeout. We got a timeout. We got a little one over here with the football. What's up, man? What's your name?
Elijah.
Hold on. Let the people hear you. What's your name?
Elijah.
Oh, okay. What school you go to, Elijah?
Bayless.
Bayless. Oh, man. Well, how old are you?
Eight.
Hey, that's it. Do you like football?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you play football?
Yes, sir.
What position?
I play everything. Mm-hmm.
You play everything. You got Elijah. Let's go. Go to Bayless High School. You got the little soldier. Got the little soldier here on the field. Looks like they coming about the huddle for the coming up by the huddle. West Texas Outlaws. So go ahead and get it going for the on the offensive side. All right. You go ahead and check us out, soareveryday.com. Listen to the number two. Listen to myradio.com. Soareveryday.com. Listen to myradio.com. You can also go check out soareveryday.com, where you can see my exclusive interviews with some people who I feel like successful. Oh, here we go. Versatile. Oh, great tackle by the Shadow. It's all right. Number five seems to get a knee taken out of him, but it's all right. Let's go ahead. Now we got second and long. Second and long for the West Texas Outlaw. All right, yeah. Or you can go to soareveryday.com, check out some exclusive interviews. I got former Texas Tech Red Raiders, Oklahoma Thunder cheerleaders, professional basketball players from overseas. You name it, I got it. If I ain't got it, I can get it. Best believe it, I'm going to stick with it. All right. Let's go. We got second and long. Let's go. All right, let's go. We got number 10 in the quarterback, two receivers to his left, one running back to his left, one receiver to his right. Let's go. Let's see what he's going to do with it. Is he going to run? Is he going to pass? Let's see. That's suspense. Oh, takes the snap. Number one is right here. Oh, we got a straight. Let's go. Let's get with it. Number one. Oh, he's tackled. Oh, man. Oh, looks like we got a loss of five. Now it's third and long. Oh man, this all now. Ooh, the Outlaws really has their backs against the wall now. It's third and long on their own 4-yard line. Yes, no. Oh, this is Elijah speaking. How many games did you lose?
We only lost three games.
Oh, your team? Oh, okay.
We almost made it to the Super Bowl. We lost against the Ducks.
Oh, okay, the Ducks. Oh, third and long, number 10. Oh, he's rolling. Oh, man. He has to get rid of the ball. He's tied in the end zone. Has to get rid of it so they don't get a safety. Oh, man. Well, let's go back to Elijah. What's the name of your team?
Red Raiders.
The Red Raiders, like Texas Tech?
Yes, sir.
Great. You see that ring right there?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I used to play for them. Yeah.
They used to play football a lot. We used to play football in the backyard when I was little, and I got big now. And we used to go to the park and play all the time now. I moved to New Mexico.
Oh, man. But y'all used to play when y'all were little? Man, that's what I'm saying. Y'all parents listen? Yeah, hey, you got to let your kids go out there and play because it helps them stay up out of trouble. I know it helps me as a young kid stay out of trouble, you know?
Mexico for a little while, and then they're coming back out here.
Oh, okay. Now they come back. Oh, we got that was a punt. Peter, that means get away from the ball. Get away from the ball. But then we ain't saying we don't mean Peter Richardson. Just to let you guys know. All right. That was a punt by the West Texas Outlaws.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you just I was just tell you like my glasses. All right, West Texas Outlaws coming back over to the sideline. About to get up defensively. First and 10. Looks like on the Outlaws 17 for the Texas shot. Dope. Right now the score is 0-0. We got 6:53 left in the first quarter. Here we go. Texas Shadow just now broke the huddle. They look like they got a bounce the next step. All right, number four back in the shotgun. One running back to his left, two receivers to his right. Center just now snapped the ball. Oh, he drives back for a pass. Oh, it's intercepted by number 25 of the West Texas Outlaws. There we go. Great interception. Can I get a INT, yeah. Oh, we got a flag on the play.
What number?
Looks like we got an unsportsmanlike conduct going on.
What number?
I don't even speak. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, not the music. I'm just the game.
Hey, we got a brother down. Let's go.
All right. Looks like the flag was against the West Texas Outlaws. Now it looks like the Thunder's about to line up on the West Texas Outlaws 5. So it's first and goal. First and goal. Right now the Texas Shadow is huddled up. They just now broke the huddle. Number 4 is leading the charge. Here we go. Looks like he got one running back to his left, one running back to his right. We got two receivers to the right, one receiver to the left. Yeah, let's see if they're going to run it. Oh, they're going to run it. Yeah, he hands it off to number 26. Oh, makes one dude miss, one two dude miss. Oh, then he's slammed by number 26 of the West Texas Outlaws.
Six
fell
down by number
26. That's one tackle by 26. Also, he also do have a fumble recovery as well. All right. Both teams huddle up. Let's see.
Elijah.
I
don't remember that. Elijah's a
purple
name.
we got the Texas Shadow lined up. One running back to his left, one running back to his right. Number 4 is the quarterback, waiting up on the snap. Oh, drop. Oh! Number 26 again. Number 26 goes to a hole. Makes one got missed. There's a stay. Makes another got missed. Oh, he is brought down for a loss of 2 yards. Yes, that is right. A loss of 2 yards. Texas Shadow. That West Texas Outlaw defense looks like they came to play today. The West Texas Outlaw defense has had their back against the wall, and the Texas Shadow has not came up with nothing. Shout out to the defensive coordinator for the West Texas Outlaws. Right now, we do have a timeout. I'll be right back with you. No, not right now.
I just muted it. It's on the mic.
All right, that's the end of the shot. Now, looks like the Texas Shadow just lined up. Third and goal. West Texas Outlaws, their defense is really came to play today. Really good play. So it's still the first quarter. Oh,
fire. We got Superman Sox 54 coming off. Number 25 coming off. 25. Oh, yeah, dude. I said two out. I mean, yeah, two coming out. Two coming out. There we go. Baseball was my first love, though. I'm going to have to admit. All right. Looks like they're going to line up and kick a field goal. Number 34 just sitting back to kick the field goal. Oh, it's blocked by the West Texas Outlaws. They pick it up and run it. Oh, there we go, there we go. Picked up by number 11 of the West Texas Outlaws. Great job with the Outlaws. Great job out of West Texas Outlaw defense with the field goal block team. West Texas Outlaws. West Texas Outlaws just now about to get back ready for their third offensive possession led by Mr. Moe, offensive coordinator, getting the boys right out there. All right, first and 10, West Texas Outlaws. Let's go ahead and get with it. They're walking up to the line. All right. Let's go. Quarterback away, snap one, running back to his left. Drops back, number 15, drops back. Let's go, CJ with the pass. Completion number 25. There we go. West Texas Outlaws right there. That's moving them chains. That's already first down just like that. First snap right there on first down. We got a huge game. All right, first and ten for the West Texas Outlaws. All right. There we go. Oh, quarterback Keisha. Oh, he comes around. There he is. He's going to make one dude miss. There we go. Great run. Hey, now we saw that offense. Got that spark to him. There we go. West Texas Outlaw. There we go. They get back to the line of scrimmage just like that. One running back to his left, one receiver to his left, one receiver to his right. We got a tight end up there. That looks like that is 12 personnel, if you guys don't know what that is. One running back, two tight ends. Oh, he draws deep. Oh, the ball is caught up in the wind. Oh, it picks off. And the shadow picks it off. Just right there, the ball's turned around. Oh, there's a flag on the play. Let's see who is this by. All right, let's see. Oh, it was against the shadow. Looks like the West Texas Outlaws gonna get them yards and some. That's what I'm talking about. West Texas Outlaws, live in Lubbock, Texas, Lubbock Christian University High School. Out here off of Dover Road, Lubbock, Texas. It's a great day. We got 4 minutes and 18 seconds going along back in the first quarter in this game. West Texas Outlaws versus the Texas Shadow. This is Pete Richardson. You are live on Soar Radio. Remember, you can go to soareveryday.listentomyradio.com. And you can also go to sorry about that, I had a little mishap with a connection. Now I'm back live. Lubbock, Texas, Lubbock Christian University High School. Texas Shadow versus the West Texas Outlaws. West Texas Outlaws just threw a big bomb. Number 15 threw a big bomb. End up getting picked off, but there was a flag on the play. So then they got some yards and some. So now it is 2nd and 4 on the 18-yard line. Let's go.
But this is the first time where Texas Outlaws has been on this side of the field all game. So let's go ahead and see what we're going to do with it. Oh, he drops back the pass. Oh, he takes off the run. Oh, did he get the first down? No, he's 1 yard short. It is third down. Looks like it's third and short. Let's go. West Texas Outlaws is going to run. Third and short. All right, here we go. Third and short. One running back to his left. Let's go. Oh, he hands it off to 42. Oh, makes one dude miss. Oh, there we go. We got a first down. Here we go. West Texas Outlaws. No, it's getting close. I'm telling you, that offense has got that spark. Huh? What's up? Record. All right, here we go. West Texas Outlaws. Okay. First and 10, number 28 gets the handoff. He's around the right corner. There we go. Touchdown! Yeah! Touchdown Outlaws. There we go. Great touchdown run by number 28. That's what I'm talking about. Great touchdown right there by the West Texas Outlaws against the Texas Shadow. Yeah, there we go. West Texas Outlaws. Make sure you go to Soar Every Day. Listen to my radio.com. Go ahead and check me out live. We go West Texas Outlaws. Great run 28. I see you over there. Now the score is now 15. They lining up to keep the field goal right now. Great call right there by Mr. Moe. I'll see you, Mr. Moe. All right. Up the field goal is good. Now go ahead and knock him out and load him up. Here we go. 7-0 West Texas Outlaw. 2 minutes ago in the first quarter. Great call, Mr. Okay, you call that play, Moe? Great call, Moe. That's offensive coordinator Moe right there. There we go, offense. 55. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Great job, offense. Yeah, West Texas Outlaws, 7-0 against the Texas Shadow. Texas Shadow is actually out of Odessa. Now the kickoff team is lining up. Kickoff return team is lining up for the Texas Shadow. Let's go. P. Richardson live on Soar Radio. Two minutes ago in the first quarter, got the West Texas Outlaws kickoff team about to take the field. Texas Shadow. Already on the field. Kickoff return team is ready. I remember being on that kickoff return team being anxious. But in the college ball, I was actually on the kickoff team. And I was even more anxious to run down there and tackle somebody. One of my most proudest moments. Probably playing against OU, DeMarco Murray coming down. You know, I had to go ahead and swipe his legs up under him. Pity. P. Richardson, former Red Raider, number 31. Yeah, back in the glory days. All right, looks like West Texas Outlaws is about to line up and kick this kickoff. I'm sorry. Here we go. Number 22 is up bouncing around ready for it. Number 39 is back there bouncing around ready for see that kick. Let's see where the kick goes to. Up. And there it goes. Pretty nice little kick. Goes to number 86. Let's go. There we go. He's up to the – there we go. 35. Oh, he's still up. West Texas Outlaws hit him with just swarming. They swarming out there, them Outlaws. Oh, you can tell this is a home game. Here we go. Now it looks like the West Texas Outlaw defense is about to take the field.
to Texas Shadow. Texas Shadow offense about to take the field. Kickoff team, good job, good job.
When I was coming up first thing I thought about, he just said, I was going to be
all right. Looks like up in the press box they playing This Is How We Do It. Oh, oh. Hey, that's the old school for real. This is how we do it. Oh, they cut it off. All right, here we go. First and 10. Come on up on the 35-yard line. Texas Shadow. Two receivers to his right, one receiver to his left. Quarterback number four would just drop back. Oh, fake pass. Oh, he's going to take it off and run it. Oh, he's tackled by number 11. Quick fix. Did you get my tricks? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. West Texas Outlaws. Now it's now second and long. 1 minute to go. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Here we go. All right. We got the Shadow Huddle. Oh, they just broke the huddle. Outlaws is waiting for them. They talking about come get it. They say come get it. Okay, number four got two receivers to his right, one running back to his right. Waiting to stop in the shotgun. Oh, he fumbled the snap. Oh, he picks it back up. Oh, he's running. But no, number seven, he's looking like the one on course. Go ahead and get him with that tackle. There we go. Great job on the West Texas Outlaws defense. Just call for that nickel package.
And I feel alright.
Y'all, yeah, man, that song bring back memories. Back when my mom used to make me clean up the house back in the day. Here we go, third and long, West Texas Outlaws. Texas Shadow just broke the huddle. Number four got one running back to his left, two receivers to his right. All right. Here, waste the snap. All right, snap is taken. Uh-oh, he tossed back for a pass. Oh, stop by number 86. Wait, he make one dude miss. Oh, he made two dude miss. Oh, the swarm on the Outlaws. Oh, there we go. Outlaws. Held strong on that third down. Now it's not fourth and long. It's not fourth and long. Great job by the West Texas Outlaws defense. They came ready to play. Two times they had the back against the wall, and the Shadow did not get nothing. Offense started off a little slow, but now they got a little spark, and they went down and scored a touchdown, followed back by another West Texas Outlaws stop. There we go.
Can you teach me how to Dougie?
Defense out there saying Sean got their coach.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Lean top side.
All right, that looks like that's the end of the first quarter. One down, three more to go. You're now live on Soar Radio. SoarEveryday.listentomyradio.com. That's SoarEveryday.listentomyradio.com. With the two, and that listen to my radio is the number two, not the word two. Not T-W-O, not T-O, not T-O-O, but the number two. Just not even the T-W-O, but just the number two. SoarEveryday.listentomyradio.com. That's the number one online station here in Lubbock, Texas. It's about to be the number one online radio station in the world. That's my goal. I'm not going to stop until I get there. Right now, this is my second live broadcast. The first live broadcast remote was at the Copper Caboose Wednesday night for the West Texas Outlaws here in Lubbock, Texas. It's my second time with the live broadcast. This is my first live game broadcasting, so you got to bear with me a little bit. It's my first live game broadcasting. All I can say is a dream come true. All because I got kicked out of my group. In school, they kicked me out because I was an athlete. They thought I didn't want to be part of the group, so they kicked me out. Have to do my own project, and guess what it led me to here. So hey, everything happens for a reason. You can take an opposition and make it your position. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. And just like that, you have locked in Soar Radio. Start of the second quarter, 15 minutes and a quarter. Start of it. Looks like number four got one receiver to his left. Two receivers to his left. One running back to his left. So they loaded up over there. Let's go. Let's see. Oh, they're going for it. Yeah. Oh, oh, there you go. They faked it. Oh, man, that was not a very smart play call. That was not a very smart play call. Now it looks like the West Texas Outlaws is taking over.
First down for the
All right. All right, looks like the West Texas Outlaws is taking over. West Texas Outlaws is taking over.
Yo, all right, what's 15's name again, Charles?
Charles.
All right. Miss Richardson walks back here with some Gatorade teasing me. Tease me. Can I have some?
All right. West Texas Outlaws back. Let's see. Under center with Charles, number 15. There we go. Oh, they lose the ball. Oh, looks like the Shadow picks it up. He's still on his feet. There we go. Straight down by his helmet. It is all right. West Texas Outlaws just got the ball back. Charles hands it off, but it's okay. It's all right. They just turned the ball over. But the way this defense is playing, they need to go ahead and get another three and out. Oh, that was some good Gatorade. All right, it looks like the West Texas All-Out defense got to step on out there. Let's get another stop defense. Texas Shadow offense about to step back out on the field. But as we all do know, the offense do have to do its job, though, and keep the defense off the field. No matter how good the defense is doing, you still want to keep them guys off the field. Because once that third and fourth quarter hit, you know, their fatigue starts to hit in. And then next thing you know, people getting 2 yards, they're going to start getting 4 to 6 yards. So let's see where we go from here. All right, Texas Shadow just broke the huddle. We got two receivers out to the left. We got a new quarterback in the house. Looks like number 7, Cook. Got a new quarterback in the house. I wonder what happened to number 4, baby Russell Wilson. Oh, he's now a receiver. Ooh, excuse me. He's now a receiver. So now we got number 7 in at quarterback. Two receivers out to the left. Two receivers to the right. One running back to the right. Number 7 steps back. He takes a snap. Number 11 coming in for the sack. Oh, and it's picked off by the West Texas Outlaws. Number 14. Here we go. Oh, he makes one dude miss. Oh, he cuts upfield. Oh, he's chased from behind. Oh, he's brought down at the 25-yard line. Number 14 comes in. West Texas, I'm telling you that West Texas Outlaws defense has came to play today. They has came to play. First down, Outlaws going the other direction. It's now 7-0, 14 minutes, 11 seconds to come into the game. Great job. All right, here we go. West Texas Outlaw offense is now taking the field. Defense is over here just chillaxing, about to get an exclusive from the dude who just caught the interception. Here we go. What's up, man? That was a good interception you got right there. I got to let people know what's your name, man.
Fit. All right. What's your number?
42.
That's one heck of an interception, man. What was you thinking?
Hey. Oh, he's
trying
to go back out there, huh?
All right, we got a sudden change. Defense going back on out there. Back to back. It's all good. Not live on Soul Radio. SoulEveryday.listentomyradio.com. SoulEveryday.listentomyradio.com. Now it looks like the offense has turned it over again. Woo!
Nah.
Now we got the Texas Shadow offenses now taking the field again. As long as well as the West Texas Outlaw. Looks like everybody's just getting a little breather. All right. It's our first and long Texas Shadow. First and long West Texas Outlaws defense is playing great. I'm pretty sure they can loosen up a little bit. It's now first and long. Oh, they're going on the pitch. Number four is back in the quarterback. Goes around the right side. Make one new miss. Oh, swarm by the West Texas Outlaws. But we do have a flag on the play. Might be a face mask. Against the West Texas Outlaws. Maybe that was a face mask. It is now first and 10. It is now first and 10 for the Texas Shadow. Oh, it looks like the 42-yard line. It's now breaking the huddle. West Texas Outlaws. Defense is awaiting again. All right. That's all number four takes a snap, hands it off. Hands it off and gets smacked, but not after a couple yards. There we go. So West Texas Outlaws holds them to a yard. All right, here we go. That's what we got. Second and seven. Texas Shadows in the huddle. They just not breaking the huddle. West Texas Outlaw defense is awaiting. They talking about banging on, looking at chops. So we got one receiver to the left, one receiver to the right, one running back to the left, one running back to the right. Number four is awaiting the snap. Let's see here. I mean, I do a play fake and hit it over the middle, but that's just me. I'm just a commentator. But, hey, oh, he hands it over. Number 32 is coming to the left. Oh, ball shoestring tackle. There we go. Doesn't matter how you bring them down, as long as you bring them down. There we go. West Texas Outlaws. Their defense is that they came to play. They say they outlaws. Bang, bang. You're now live on Soar Radio, P. Richards. Soar Every Day. Listen to my radio.com, or you can go to SoarEveryday.com. It's now third and six. Third and six. The Texas Shadow is in the huddle. About to get ready to break. All right, looks like we got one running back to his left, two receivers to his left, one receiver to his right. Texas Shadow, number four, is in the shotgun, awaiting the snap. Let's see what he's going to do with it. Oh, he drops back the pass. Oh, he has some time. He goes over the middle. Oh, great breaker by Slade, number 27 of the Texas Outlaws. Oh, number 22 is down. He's down. That's a moment of silence for the injured. Not live on Soar Radio. Looks like he wasn't down too long. He's getting some help off the field. West Texas Outlaw defense is coming over. Looks like they're bringing in the punt and the punt return team. What's up, man?
Hey,
you all right?
What's your name?
Nelson Pearson. I'm the defensive coach.
defensive coach. The defensive, man. Defense been, y'all had your back against the wall, but came out. You see, the stick got that goose egg about that, man.
Oh, yes. I put it on the defensive line, man. As long as our defensive line plays tough, anybody can run on us, man.
There we go. Battle in the trenches. That's what I'm talking about. Now, we are not live. 11 minutes to go. 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. West Texas Outlaw. Oh, the defense looks like they're going to go for it. It's, fourth and long, they're going to go for it. Number four waits to snap. Oh, he shots right to pass. Oh, it's two. Let's go. Oh, he's going to go all the way. Oh, he almost did. Oh, good job. Great pass back up, man. There we go. Great job. I'll see you. Great interception. I almost returned to a TD. There we go. Come on, let me, man. Already.
Yeah, let's see if we can talk to him already, man.
All right, you already know me, man.
About to get me one.
Yeah, I'm 18. I'm here all day, man. Eating. All day. Now they're the proof. You heard it right there. They say eating. That's what I'm talking about. You're not live on Sur Radio. Let's go. West Texas Outlaws. That was up to the offense. Let's go, Coach Lowe. Now it's up to the offense. Hey, let's put a man, see what Charles is going to do, number 15 Charles is going to do. Yeah, now, let's see. First and 10 on the 20. West Texas Outlaws. All right, two receivers in the backfield. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go. Oh, hand up over the middle. Oh, he only gets 1 yard. It's all right. Now we do got second down. No gain on the play. West Texas Outlaws. Second down on the 20-yard line. Offense has been looking good, has been picking up. Yeah, 18 talked about his interception right here. AD. Hey, man, I just had somebody call in and say they feel like that monkey jumped on your back. Now I play. Oh, Charles just back to pass. Oh, here we go. He ran down the field. Look at that. Oh, makes one dude miss. Jump. Oh, touchdown. Oh, what a play by Charles, number 15 for the West Texas Outlaws. That's the second touchdown of the day. Oh, the score is now 13-0. 13-0. Great day. Let's get them all over here, Charles. Let's go, man. Great play. Hey, man, great job, man. Go ahead and let Charles number 15 just do that touchdown. Tell me what was up to your mind right there.
Just stay calm and like the coach said, get the ball out of my hand every play.
Oh, man, you made that one dude miss.
Well, you know, this is part of the game.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Great job, brother.
Thanks. Good.
All right. CP, number 15 for the West Texas Outlaws. Score just went up 13-0. Down, looks like the field goal team is out. Let's see, number 33 been over here practicing. I've been kind of getting in his way. I hope he don't beat me up after the game. But let's see here. Oh, and there it is. Oh, and I feel sorry for the car just hit. But, yeah, that's 14-0, West Texas Outlaws. 10 minutes ago in the second quarter, you're on Sur Radio. Baby, pass the song. You can hurry up now, because I can't wait much longer. Great job, field goal team. All right, now West Texas Outlaws about to kick it off to the Texas shot, though. We'll be with you in a second.
I need you right now. Let's get lost tonight. You're going to be my black cape moss tonight.
Kanye West is a fool. All right. Both teams hold it up. 10 minutes to go. 10 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. You're not live on Sur Radio. You're not live. All right. Don't forget to check me out. SoarEveryday.listentomyradio.com. That's SoarEveryday.listentomyradio.com. And that 2 and that listen to my radio is the number 2.
not the word two, it's the number two.
You're not lying.
So radio, P. Rich. You can call me PDP. All right. The Outlaws just now took the field. Number 33, the kicker about to line up, kick it again. The Texas Shadow. It's about to return. Let's see. Number 86, we tried it last time. Did not get nowhere. Let's see what's going to happen this time. It looks like the kicker is kicking with the wind. So we should get a pretty good kick right up out of this kicker right here. Oh, yes. That's a beautiful kick. Beautiful kick. Oh, might get our first touchback of the game. Yeah, first back of the game. Oh, man. Well, thanks for that. A lot of defense taking the field. They got a little bit of swag to them taking it out, but you can't really blame them. They got a fumble recovery, also an interception, almost a turn for a touchdown. Defense has been doing great, as I must say. Offense has picked it up. As you can tell, it's 14-0, and it's still got a goose egg. You know what I'm saying? 14-0. Good job out there, Riff. I see you out there. That's a 23-year veteran right there with the referee. Up here in Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock Christian High School. Great day to be alive. Great day to be a West Texas Outlaw affiliate. Child advocacy game, anti-bully. Shout out to Sammy and the owner of the West Texas Outlaws. All right, the defense is now taking the field. Here we go. Looks like we're about to go ahead and blow the whistle. Number four, Little Russell Wilson, is right back behind the center with two receivers to his left, one running back to his left, which seems to be their favorite formation. Sitting back in the shotgun formation, ready for the snap. Oh, he snaps. Oh, he's back to pass. He's back. Never done so. Oh, he gets the ball. Number 26 going. That is one heck of a loss. Number 11 goes up in that CT and shows him what's up. Let's go ahead and get up, baby. All right. Number 11 gets up slowly after making that great play. It's now second and long by the Texas Shadow. Second and long, and if you don't know, Texas Shadow is out of Odessa. So the Odessa Shadow Panther. Odessa Shadow Panther with Texas Outlaws here in Lubbock, Texas. Started at 4 p.m. at Lubbock Christian High School. I know. I kind of got a feed that I know what's about to happen right here. Here we go. Texas Shadow's on his own 10. West Texas Outlaw. He's showing his blitz early. There we go. He has it off. Oh, that was a great call by the coach. There we go. Great tackle. I'm telling you, that West Texas Outlaw defense came to play today. All right. Now we got third and long. West Texas Outlaws. Texas Shadow. All right, if you're the Texas Shadow, what you gonna play? Usually teams run a draw or maybe like a Hail Mary or something. All right. Oh, they run the draw. He almost. Oh, number 95. Oh, great tackle right there. Great tackle. Here we go. All right. Now we're going to have fourth and long. Fourth and long.
Let's go.
All right. Fourth and long. Pumbertine Tames getting on the field. All right. Oh, we got another flag. Another flag on the field. Okay, let's see what's going on.
Yeah, it should be the same.
Looks like Looks like it's against the Texas Shadow.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Leslie. How'd y'all do?
Hey, great job. Great job out there, 54. Let's see you out there, man. Is it you or the Sox? Go ahead and explain your Superman socks, man.
It's both of them, man. That's just a nickname they give me, Superman, because I'm all over the place and I hit, so Superman's what it is.
Hey, y'all heard him on Wednesday. He wasn't playing. You know what I'm saying? There we go. Oh, look like the West Texas Outlaws just jumped, but I don't think it's going to make a difference. It's fourth and a mile. Hit him. I guess somebody apparently jumped on the offensive side. It looks like we got a West Texas Outlaw down. He's a little confused on the play. I don't really know what's going on. Oh, okay. Offside did not stop the play. Yeah, okay. So that's what's going on. So offside did not stop the play, and that's why they proceeded to play. They don't hear no whistle. Oh, got that Wiz Khalifa playing in the background. You know what it is. If you guys have a chance to see that Furious 7, go check out that Furious 7, man. Wiz Khalifa got a song on there at the end, make a grown man cry. I had to try to keep a tear in my eyes, but I couldn't. My wife looked at me, I had to scoop the tear back. You know, I was like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Say, real man don't cry. Right. Yellow paint. But them girls ain't with Khalifa. So shout out for him and Amber Rose getting back together. They showed out a photo of him and Amber Rose getting back together for the second concern and stuff. But I love to see people. I love to see people work things out. Nowadays it seems like we're in a generation where things break. People tend to get rid of it. They don't try to fix it, man. It's like we live in this generation to where we want everything right now, and everybody loves the thought. Everybody loves the idea of being something and don't really want to be it. For instance, everybody wants to be successful, but don't want to put in the work to be successful, you know? And that's the generation that we live in. But that's just my opinion. But what do I know? I'm just a 28-year-old male out here making his own way in this world. And it's eat or get a world. You know what I'm saying? Check me out, soareveryday.listentomyradio.com. That's soareveryday.listentomyradio.com. .com. Just like that. Yep, we got 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. It is 14-0. It is 14-0 in the second quarter. Yes, sir. Oh, looks like they about to go and sit back and punt. Are they gonna fake it? Oh nope, we got the whistle blown. Yep, we're still waiting. We had a few altercations. A few altercations going on. Today's game is for anti-bullying, but looks like we had a little bit of bullying on the field, so guess what? Ain't got to go home, but you got to get the heck up out of here.
Go out and enjoy, get refreshed, get you some good old nachos with some jalapenos in it. Eat them up.
All right, let's see here. All right. Let's see. Okay, now we're about to get the punt. Now we're about to get the game back up and going. Oh, looks like we got the punt off. Doesn't go very far. Cool, 8 yards.
All right.
You
got another flag. Right.
Remains fourth down.
All right, about to attempt it again for the third time. Oh, we got him outside. Whoa, it's been 7 minutes for the past 30 minutes.
Got him out. No, no. Kicks you up again, a party, a birthday party, anything that you want to be a DJ. We want to recommend DJ Texas. Texas Tony and DJ Relapse. We'd be glad to accommodate you.
We need to talk about the DJ name. Alright. Alrighty. There we go. Oh, no flag on that punt. Finally got it off. Oh, he gonna run that. Run it. Oh, boy. He's better than me. Oh, was that out of? They got another flag. Yes, there's another flag. The fourth in a row.
Then don't go. Stop going. That's everything.
Hey, that's what we got, baby. West Texas Outlaws versus the Texas Shadow. That's the fourth punt in a row, and I still don't know what's going on. Like, yeah, just declining. Let's get the ball. Yeah. It's just part of the game. 14-0 West Texas Outlaws. Texas Shadow. Live in Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock Christian University High School.
Now back up, get off the line.
All right, we got another punt, the fifth punt. All right, let's see. Okay, he almost a sack this time. Oh, what's that, man? Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. After the fifth punt, the punter fumbles the snap, and the West Texas Outlaws recovered it. That's what I'm talking about.
Let's go. Hell with all the
dudes. That's who just caused the fumble right there. There we go. Fumble recovery by the West Texas Outlaws. It is now first and goal. 6 minutes and 29 seconds to go in the second quarter. Oh, my bad. I'm getting the kicker's way again. All right. First and goal. All right. Charles, number 15, is up on the snap. One running back to his left. I see if they're going to get it in one play. All right. Okay, 24 gets the ball. What the hell, y'all touchdown? This is our loss. The kicker's about to run up in there and do his thing again. That score is now 20-0 in the second quarter, 6 minutes and 22 seconds to go. Run made by number 24, West Texas Outlaws. I see you guys. Great job, you guys. Great job.
Great job, all the Red Texas Outlaws. Here we go. Good job, man. I got the kicker number 33. All right, the kick is good. Just like that. 21-0, Red Texas Outlaws. All righty. All righty. Get ready for that kickoff and kickoff return team. All right. West Texas Outlaws. 6 minutes to go. 6 minutes, 22 seconds to go. Score is 21-0. Kickoff return. Teams is heading back on the field. I apologize if the lose the air. I'm running short on time. Yeah. There we go.
Let's go. Hey, look in there, hit somebody. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Kick off. Go hit somebody.
Yeah, I am right there. Let's go. Kick off. Here we go, baby. There we go. Ooh, now that was a kick. There we go, man. Are you gonna say something?
No, we just had to pin it down, you know, 21-0.
21-0, that's from the QB itself, number 15. Let's go, right?
Hey, Clayton, happy? You happy with that one?
Yeah, that was a good kick, man.
It went by the pit.
Yeah, that was a good kick. Go ahead.
Just something like this kick, something you off.
Good kicker.
And I just kicked 78 yards on a kickoff.
There we go, 78 yards on a kickoff. There we go. Yeah, man. Like I say, my son is going to be the kicker. You know what I'm saying? It's all about longevity in there. You know what I mean? He's going to be the kicker and play soccer. Oh, I forgot. I'm talking to myself. I'm so used to talking to myself. I forgot you were standing there. Yeah.
Hey, defense.
Yeah, I had too many concussions. But being out here makes me wanna put back on them pads though. Yeah, you're not live on Sore Radio. SoreEveryday.listentomyradio.com. Let's go. Oh, here we go. Oh, the shadow finally gets a snap off. Ooh, looks like his leg might have hurt. Yeah. That didn't look too good. All day long, AD. All right, we do now got what? Second and six. West Texas Outlaws defense been playing great all game. Texas Shadow about to break that huddle. Number 10 is in there, quarterback, one running back on each side, two receivers out there. Takes a snap, brings the shotgun, rolls to his right. Oh, he's sacked. West Texas Outlaws defense is going ham. Number 28 takes him down.
with 5 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go in the second quarter before it's halftime. And West Texas All-Out defense has been going ham all day. Great play. All righty. I actually got 90 more seconds left on the air. This is Pete Richardson broadcasting live out here in Lubbock, Texas on Soul Radio. You can go check me out, soareveryday.com. Listen to my radio.com. It's been a treat. I love being a part of anti-bullying, things in that nature. It's been a blast. All right, we got the general manager. You want to say something real quick? All righty. Well, this is going to be the end of it. That's my time on the air. You want to say something real quick?
Oh, no, I'm just glad you're here for supporting the West Texas Outlaws. We will be in Midland, Texas next week, 7 o'clock, playing the Midland Drillers. I mean, if y'all welcome, y'all more than welcome to come out and join us. We're gonna have to give them their first loss.
There we go. We have to give Midland their first loss. That's right there, General Manager. West Texas Outlaws, 21-0. That's it. Speak Rich and Live on Soul Radio. Hope everybody have a blessed day. It's just like that. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. Peace.